FBI apprehends notorious fugitive in $547 million Medicare fraud case. Texas border business. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. A foreign national was arrested yesterday on criminal charges related to his orchestration of a scheme to defraud Medicare over $500 million for unnecessary genetic testing. Khalid Sattari, 54, was charged by indictment in 2019 in the Eastern District of Louisiana as part of one of the largest healthcare fraud schemes ever charged by the Department of Justice. According to the indictment and court documents, from 2016 to 2019, Sattari owned and operated several diagnostic testing laboratories throughout the United States that billed Medicare for expensive and medically unnecessary genetic tests. Sattari allegedly conspired with dozens of patient recruiters, telemarketing call centers, and telemedicine companies to utilize deceptive marketing campaigns and illegal kickbacks and bribes to generate cancer genetic test samples that reimbursed between $10,000 to $20,000 per sample. Through his laboratories, Sattari billed Medicare for over $547 million. He also allegedly paid millions of dollars in illegal kickbacks and bribes to doctors and patient recruiters. In connection with the indictment, the government seized 16 bank accounts and restrained real estate from Sattari. This defendant allegedly orchestrated a massive fraud scheme that preyed on thousands of elderly patients, deceiving them into undergoing expensive, medically unnecessary tests and fraudulently billing the government for more than $500 million, said Acting Attorney General Blanche. Thanks to the outstanding work of our partners at the FBI, this defendant was brought back from overseas to face justice in the United States. Our message to fraudsters is clear. If you steal from American taxpayers and exploit vulnerable patients, we will find and prosecute you, no matter where you are. This defendant is alleged to have engaged in a massive fraud scheme that preyed on elderly patients, duped them into taking expensive and unnecessary genetic tests, and billed the United States more than $500 million, said Assistant Attorney General Colin M. McDonald of the Justice Department's National Fraud Enforcement Division. As today's arrest shows, there is no safe haven for fraudsters who seek to exploit vulnerable Americans or our nation's critical healthcare programs. The arrest of Khalid Ahmed Sattari and return to the U.S. is the third most wanted fraudster capture from this FBI and our partners in just 5 weeks. Continuing the historic run of success for this new initiative, said FBI Director Kash Patel. Sattari was indicted in 2019 on charges on healthcare fraud conspiracy, allegedly stealing $547 million from 2016 to 2019 by fraudulently billing Medicare for expensive and medically unnecessary genetic tests, using deceptive marketing campaigns, illegal kickbacks, and bribes. This is another subject who exploited a program dedicated to helping our most vulnerable and instead stole for himself. Sattari has been on the run since 2022, but we got him thanks to great work and coordination from the interagency and our overseas partners. This is just the latest example showing President Trump's and Vice President Vance's White House task force to eliminate fraud will not be deterred in our mission to track down each and every fraudster who allegedly steals from American taxpayers. And it's yet another high-value target returned from overseas by this FBI, the 27th such transfer since June. Medicare fraud targets vulnerable populations and defrauds taxpayers out of millions of dollars, said United States Attorney David I. Corcell for the Eastern District of Louisiana. In this case, the defendant allegedly targeted elderly, disabled and other vulnerable consumers, nationwide, luring them into a fraudulent scheme that generated massive taxpayer losses. Compounding these allegations, it is also alleged that the defendant failed to appear at a court hearing by fleeing the country. Mr. Sattari's eventual apprehension demonstrates the Department of Justice's unflagging commitment to protect taxpayers' monies and prosecute those who violate the public trust. HHS OIG's investigation of this case uncovered an alleged scheme that exploited vulnerable Medicare beneficiaries through medically unnecessary genetic testing and caused hundreds of millions of dollars in losses to federal health programs. This fugitive's capture is an important step toward accountability, said Acting Deputy Inspector General for Investigations Miranda L. Bennett of HHS OIG. We appreciate the coordinated efforts that resulted in his arrest abroad and return to the United States. HHSOIG will continue to work tirelessly with our law enforcement partners to ensure individuals who engage in health care fraud are held accountable, no matter how long they attempt to evade justice. Following indictment, Sateri was released on bond, over the government's objection, with a condition not to work in the healthcare field. While on bond, Sateri allegedly conspired with Houston-based laboratories in Texas to continue submitting fraudulent genetic testing claims to Medicare. In December 2022, a federal arrest warrant was issued for Sateri in the Eastern District of Louisiana. Sateri failed to appear for a court hearing and is alleged to have subsequently fled the country. On July 20, 2026, he was apprehended by regional partners in the Middle East and was found to be in possession of a fake Mexican passport under a fake name, depicted below. He was subsequently transferred into U.S. custody. Sateri made his initial appearance today in the Eastern District of Virginia. He is charged with conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and wire fraud, healthcare fraud, conspiracy to defraud the United States and to pay and receive illegal healthcare kickbacks and bribes, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison for the counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering, 10 years in prison for the counts of healthcare fraud and conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, and 5 years in prison for the count of conspiracy to defraud the United States and to pay and receive kickbacks. On June 4, the FBI announced the creation of the Most Wanted Fraudsters list. The list included Herb Kimball, a fugitive in a $1.2 billion telemedicine and durable medical equipment scheme, who, on June 8, just 4 days later, was apprehended in the Philippines and was soon after charged as part of the 2026 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown. On June 23, Sateri was added to the Most Wanted Fraudsters list, and he was apprehended less than a month later, despite being on the run for over 3 years. The FBI and HHSOIG are investigating the case. The department thanks its government partners, including U.S. Customs and Border Protection International Operations, in the Middle East for their cooperation in the apprehension of this healthcare fraud fugitive. Assistant Chief Justin M. Woodard and trial attorney Andrew Tamayo of the Criminal Division's Fraud Section are prosecuting the case, with assistance from Assistant U.S. Attorney Alexander Thor Pogazelski for the Southern District of Florida. On April 7, the Department of Justice announced the creation of the National Fraud Enforcement Division, Fraud Division. The Fraud Division is laser-focused on investigating and prosecuting those who commit fraud against the American people. The department's work to combat fraud supports President Trump's Task Force to Eliminate Fraud, a whole-of-government effort chaired by Vice President J.D. Vance to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse within federal benefit programs. The Department of Justice's Healthcare Fraud Strike Force program, currently comprised of 9 strike forces operating in federal districts across the country, has charged more than 6,200 defendants who collectively billed federal healthcare programs and private insurers more than $45 billion since 2007. In addition, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, working in conjunction with the Office of the Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services, are taking steps to hold providers accountable for their involvement in healthcare fraud schemes. More information can be found at www.justice.gov/criminal-fraud/health-care-fraud-unit. Updated July 21, 2026.